It's the 9th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Coffees, holidays and the gym are reasons why young adults are unable to buy a house, according to TV presenter Katie Allsop. However, there are several factors that were not present when she purchased her first £51,000 home with help from her parents. The average regional house price for Luton, Bedford and central Bedfordshire is now £250,000. Social purchases made by young people are estimated at £1,600 per year. Between 2020 and 2021, the average house price rose by £2,500. It would, therefore, take at least 18 years to climb onto that first rung of the regional property ladder, assuming the buyer sidestepped stagnating wages, inflation and job insecurity. Of the 126 drivers across the county caught using their mobile phones behind the wheel, 85% were men and 40%. The offence could cost a driver 6 points on their licence and a minimum fine of £200. The Grove Theatre in Dunstable was dragged into the latest Jimmy Carr controversy yesterday during a sell-out performance at the venue, following on from his Netflix special, His Dark Material. The joke from the special, which referred to genocide of Roma, Sinti and Traveller communities during the Holocaust, was viewed as offensive. Several community groups, including the Luton Roma Trust and the Luton Council of Mosque, called on the comedian not to repeat the joke and apologise for the comments. Bedford's two Wilko stores have joined with a new company-wide dog-friendly policy. The pets will now be allowed inside as long as they remain on their leads and are kept out of the food aisles. Cats are also welcome. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.